Okay, today's daf Yuma Yerushalmi daf Yud Ches, and we are up to daf Yud Ches here in the Art Scroll. We're on the Tez Zayin and Aleph towards the bottom in the Oz of Hadar, or the second Mishnah here in the Perek of Amar Lahem Hamamuna. So if you remember, the Perek started off, we're up to the morning. So how do you know when it's time for the Shechita of the carbon paste of the carbon tamid? So the Mamuna stands up and asks if it came time for Shechita, and the Roa says, Barkai, what about Ad Shebechevron? And that was the last line we said, that why do you mention Chevron? What does Chevron have to do with the Avodas? The Gemara says, Kedei Balahazkir Zuchus Avos. We want to be Maskir Zuchus Avos in this time, right? We start off every Amida mentioning Zuchus Avos. So Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. So too, we here have Zuchus Avos. So now we go to the next mission of Alama Hutzrachu Lakach. Why do we have to be so machbid and careful about what time it is in the morning? Just look around and see if it's light out, and then you can do the Shechita. And as we said, an important comment from the Minchas Chinuch in the last year, that even though usually the Mishnah says in Megillah, after dawn is only Bidyeved, and Lechatchila we should do it after Hanetzachame, after sunrise. Bidyeved it's after dawn. But here, Kikivu do a Lechatchila, because the whole issue of after dawn is because you're choshesh that the Kohanim are going to make a mistake. And here Kohanim is reason. But the Mishnah says here that the one time was a mistake. Why are we so careful in terms of the time? One time there was a light of the moon, the Dimu Shehera Mizrach, and the Kohanim thought that the sun, it was from the light of the sun, and the morning pillar already happened. Vishachtu es hatamid, and did the Shechita of the carbon tamid, vosiyu lebeis hasreifa, and they had to burn it because it was an avoda done by Laila. Can't do shechita ba'layla, so they had to burn it for horis. Therefore, that's why they have this set up to be able to be safe. And once that happens, the mafarshim point out the next line could continue the previous line. V'horidu akoin lebeis hatfila, that the kohen gadol's or the kohen every day, his mikvah has to be also during the day. The Sfasemis discusses on this mishnah why not? Why does that have to be done by yom? But again, that's the continuation of that line of the Mishnah. It's interesting that they use the light of the moon, right? We know there's a mitzvah, there's a bracha that we say every month to the light of the moon, right? Kiddush Levana. We call it, interestingly, Birchas Achama once every 28 years, but we call it Kiddush Levana. It's a Beferish Halacha based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, one of the Birchas Shevach Vahuda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Chavav, Haroe Levana Bechidusha. If somebody sees the moon as it's getting bigger, Bechidusha, meaning for sure the latest that you have is up until the middle of the month. When does it start? That's a Machlokas. Sfaradim and Ashkenazim have different customs, whether it's 72 hours from the Molid or it's from day 7. Haroa Levana Bechidusha, Mevarech Asher Maroa Barash Chakim, Vein Lekadesh Hachodesh Ela Balaila Be'ez Shah Levana Zorachas, V'nehenin Me'ora. You have to get Hanah, right? It's a Birchas, not Birchas Shevach. They have to get Hanah from the lump, be able to see the moon. That is the halacha of Kiddush Levana. In Berachna Yerech Ela Mosi Shabbos, Shumavusam, very unusual bracha that we have. There's a kiyum to wear Shabbos clothes and do it at a happy time. And the Gemara says that it's Kilu Kene Hakbalas Panei Ashchina. A lot going on by Kiddush Levana. There is an interesting discussion based on the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says that women don't do Kiddush Levana. Why? Because they, it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, and therefore they are pturos. They don't have to do Kiddush Levana. And then the Magen Avram quotes from the Shlach Kadosh that they shouldn't do Kiddush Levana because something to do with Chava. Uladaiti says the Chachma Shlomo on the first point of the Magen Avram. Is it really a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama? Is Kiddush Levana? So you might say, of course it is, right? As we just said, it's only the first half of the month. So of course it's a Zman Grama, and it's something that the women tour is from. The Chachma Shlomo does not think this is a Zman Grama. Tvatama Uldaiti Zed Tamua, or Shlomo Kloker on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. Zed Daiti Tamua Ma'od Ve'en Lo Inyan Klal Mizal Zman Grama. This is not a Zman Grama. What do you mean? It's only at a certain time. To Klal Zed Lo Noma Rak B'mitzvah De Guf HaMitzvah Shaycha Tamid B'chol Inyan V'chol Zman. A Zman Grama is when the reality of the mitzvah exists always. Kegol B'matzah O Sukkah V'lulu V'chadoma. Matzah exists every day of the year. Sukkah exists every day of the year. The mitzvah zu efshar liskayim b'cheshvan kamo b'tishrei. I could eat matzah in Tishrei. It's just not a mitzvah. The year kamo b'nisan. Something that exists always, but only at specific times, is a mitzvah, that's a zman grama. Muchach tavi mitzvah say shahazman grama, the zman is goring that it is a mitzvah, v'lakach nashi b'turos. Aval belavana, but by the moon, atu have le minia mikoach hazman, is the zman, the what's holding one's back from doing the mitzvah in the second half of the month? No. The zman causes a different reality. It doesn't cause it that it's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is when the moon is getting bigger. So in the second half of the month, the moon's not getting bigger. So there's no mitzvah. It's not that the zman is goring that this is a mitzvah. The zman is goring that it's a different reality. Lu yihi davi pri chadash, like a pri chadash, you wouldn't say a second time. When we call makom, right? That when it's mischadish, that's not a definition of zman grama. So some say this is also the question. Rechav Asher Perlov discusses bikurim. Is bikurim a zman grama? Right, you only bring it from Shavuos to Sukkot, then Shavuos to Chanukah. So again, the Rechav Asher Perlov suggests maybe based on this Chacham Shlomo, same idea, right? The mitzvah is to bring the new fruit between this time, right? That's the mitzvah, but it's of course that reality only exists now. Right? Some achronim want to say maybe this is the Ramban too. Some think that the Ramban is a Torah Sofer, but there's a Ramban in Meseches Kiddushin which has a list of mitzvahs asay that are not zman grama, and on the list is Sviras HaOmer. Sviras HaOmer is not a mitzvah asay zman grama. And the question is, out of all the mitzvahs in the world, that would be the most zman grama. That's not a zman grama. How could that not be a zman grama? So some achronim say it's a mistake in the Ramban. Be Sviras Hazava, but there are other Rishonim that quote it from the Ramban, so it's hard to say that it's a mistake. So how could this not be a zman grama? It's all about counting time. So if you formulate it in a certain way, maybe based on Lischok Meshlama, and that is the mitzvah is to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. That's the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. So when it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, the reality of the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's not that the mitzvah, oh, it's the mitzvah, the zman is goring the mitzvah. The zman is goring the reality. And if that's true, so then again, it is not a mitzvah, say, shazman goring that it's a mitzvah, and therefore, women would be chayavos. Women would be chayavos. Okay, according to that idea of the Ramban. Okay. So it's a little bit about, the moon. So the Mishnah says that's why we have this, special security that, we make sure to ask the guy, is the moonlight up, and then we start the avoda and we send the kohen down. V'horidu hakohen lebeisa tefila. Zeh aklal hai b'mikdash. So when do you need tefila? When do you need kiddush yadayim? So the Mishnah says kol meichas raglav. If somebody is meichas es raglav, that means somebody relieves themselves. That's meisach es raglav. Somebody is motzi tsoa. So if meisach es raglav, so whenever somebody does that tohen tefila, then he has to go to the mikvah. Not only does he require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, washing his hands and feet at the Kiyar, but he also requires a real Tevila. V'chala Matel Mayim, anyone who just urinates, so then he does not need Tevila, but he still needs Ton Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Lashon HaBesach HaZraglav is not from Chazal only. It's in Tanakh. Remember the story of Shaul HaMelech and David. One of the times that David could have killed Shaul. It happened a number of times. Where Saul was in the cave, but this was a time, if you remember in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Chav Dalid, Shaul HaMelech takes 3,000 ish bachur mikol Yisrael, vayelech levakeshes David vanashav, al penet surei hayeelim. Vayavo gidus hatzon, he comes and to a cave, vayavo Shaul lahasechas raglav. Right, he goes to the bathroom, like our Mishnah uses that Lashon. The Lashon, if you remember, reflects the Lashon HaKodesh Shita of the Rambam. Machlokas, why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh. The Ramban quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. And the Rambam says, because there's no specific words for activities that we'd rather not talk about, explicitly. So in Hebrew, there's no Lashon, in Lashon HaKodesh, there's no separate word for, going to the bathroom. Right? So the language is, the Beis HaKisei in biblical Hebrew or Talmudic Hebrew, the house, the room with the chair, right? But also Mesach Hasraglav, Mei Raglayim, right? The water of the legs. So here, Mesach Hasraglav. That's the Lashon that's used by Shaul. So Shaul goes to the bathroom in the cave. V'David v'anashav, b'yarksi amarash yoshem. And David and his men are there in the corner of the cave. And David and Melech men say, David, now's your chance. He's trying to kill you. You kill him. He's a rodef. Here's the day that Hashem is giving you. He's giving your enemy into your hand. Do what you want. David, and David does not kill him. He does a little bit, which Chazal even take him to task for on the level that he was on. David, he just cuts the corner of the baguette. But the Gemara then the brachas, the one who doesn't, is not machabit clothing won't warm him, the end of David's life. David, and David was even upset about what he did. Not only just that he didn't do more like all of his men wanted to, him to do, but he's upset. I'm not going to touch the Mashiach Hashem. And afterwards he goes down and he says, look what I could have done to you, Shaul. And Shaul says, yeah, I'm wrong. This is one of the times that he says, you saw, I could have done more to you. The Avi Re'ed, he calls him his father, and then when David finishes talking, Shaul says, "Hakol Chazeb Bini David." Vayisa Shaul Kolov Ayefk. Vayomer El David Sadik Ata Mimeni. You are a tzaddik, yata gemalatani tova, vani gemalti chara, v'yata yigata yom, v'chulu, Hashem knows, I know what you are going to be, the Mashiach Hashem. It took him a few times to get to this point. But that's the lashon of hasachas raglav that's used here in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. So again, back to the Mishnah. If somebody's made hasachas raglav, they need to go to the mikvah in order to go to the base of Mikdash, and matot mayim, urinating, that's just kiddush. Says the Gemara now, back to the first part. They got mixed up with Ar Halavana, and that's why you need this security. Ma'ar Halavana. But one second, there's a difference in how the light spreads of the moonlight and the sunlight. Ma'ar Halavana, Metamer Va'ola. The moonlight is more of a line, goes straight up. Ma'ar Hachama, Posa Al Pnei Kala Mizrach. The sunlight goes across the whole way, the whole sky. So how could they have gotten mixed up? Question one. Question two, Ad Kedon Dahavi Sofa Diyarcha. Also, the end of the month is when the moonlight comes towards the morning. And that's why maybe there could be a mix-up. Dahavi Reisha, but towards the beginning of the month, the moonlight comes at the beginning of the night, not at the end of the night. So of course there wouldn't be a mix-up. But it sounds like they did this the whole month. What did you say, a low plug? Kind of, you don't want to get mixed up at all? But no answer given in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, they answer part of it, and that is they say maybe it was a Yom Unan, it was a cloudy day, so they weren't sure exactly, and they saw maybe some light behind the clouds, and therefore it was confusing. Like this discussed in, I think the first Trumas Hadeshen, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch about what happens if somebody, there's a town that's Makabal Shabbos, and it's Betoos. Makabal Shabbos, because they thought it was nighttime, and then the clouds dissipate, and they see it's Friday afternoon. There was a Kabbalah Shabbos. Was it a Kabbalah or not? Was it Betoos? Well, was it after Plaga Mincha, before Plaga Mincha? Before Plaga Mincha, L'chor was nothing. It was meaningless. It was Berachos L'Matala because it was before. It was too early. That's the discussion. Also, sometimes things got cloudy and without watches, you know, it's confusing. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Bichanina, Mi'ayelas HaShachar Ad Sheyor HaMizrach. From the time there's Ayelas HaShachar, that's before dawn. Then the morning light. Right? Some say this means when one of the planets, Venus, when one of the planets goes and in the sky. So a very, very early time, before dawn, from that morning light until Heir Mizrach, what we call dawn, Adam Halach Arbas Mil, that's 4 mil. It takes the time it takes a person to walk 4 mil. Mishayar HaMizrach Ad Shetanei Tzachama, Adam Halach Arbas Mil, and also the next stage, from dawn until Neit sunrise, that also is 4 mil. How do you know that? Uminayin, again, I want to flip the gersos here. Uminayin shemeheir amizrach amishatani tzachama. How do you know the second stage from dawn until sunrise is on the halach arbas mil? How do you know it's 4 mil? Shnemar ukmo hashachar Allah vayaitzu hamalachim below lemar. Right, by the destruction of stone, it says ukmo hashachar Allah. So we think that means dawn. When the shachar, remember the malachim were bargaining and talking to Lot to get your family. And the Malachim were pushing him. They were saying, Lot, come on, we gotta go. And then it says, after that it says, the sun. All right, look in the Pnei Moshe. Umidichsiv basrei Hashemesh Yatza. So, they were leaving by Hashemesh Yatza. So that's when they left. So it's from Hey Yukumar Shachar Allah to Hashemesh. So the Pnei Moshe says, Dalid Tevos. there are four words, ad valod ba, remez ladalad milim. That's four milim. Or others say, no, that we knew from the stone to Tzohar, it was four mil, and therefore you see that's a remez in the pasuk, that's the time it takes to get from, that's the time from dawn until sunrise is four mil, because that's what Lot went. It says the Gemara, min stom litzohar abas milin yantar lavhaven. No, it's way more than that to get to a Tzohar. Amr of Zeira, that's only if you go in the natural way. The Malach was Makader. He drilled holes in the mountains so that they would go straight. Meaning like the Lashon from the Sechas, Erevin, Makadrin Baharib, how you measure the Tchum. Ki'ilu, that you don't, the mountain's not there. So the Malach allowed them to go straight, and if it was straight latitude, so then they were able to get there with four mil. Good. Let's just continue a little bit, then we'll talk about some of these Zmanim. Uminayin, and now we go have the other gear so that we had from before, because we flipped it. Minayin, layelas hashachar ad sheyo'ir hamizrach ad mahalech arbas mil. How do you know the earlier time is also 4 mil? From the morning light, from the planet, the Venus, until the dawn. Kimo, ukimo. Because the pasuk says, ukimo hashachar Allah, that vav is comparing it to another time. Similar. So, mila damia lecha verta. Something that's similar to this time. The Gemara just adds, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Hada Alisa de Shachra, this morning pillar that you're talking about, this morning of Venus, Manda Amar Kochavta, the one who says it's Kochav, which is Venus. Remember all the planets, the end of the Bavli, Nemesach HaShabbos, talks all about the planets, if you're born under Madim, if you're born under Kochav. So whoever says that this morning pillar is Venus, Havitoi, that's Hitoi, it's a mistake. Why? Because it happens every morning, but Venus doesn't always happen at that time. Zimnin dihimiktim of a zimnin dihimachra. Sometimes the rise of Venus, sometimes is before, sometimes is after, while Aliyas HaShachar is always a fixed time. So the Rabbanan say, rather, my kadun, how do you know that it's this morning pillar before dawn? Kimin train dak de karnin dinahar. It's like two, literally, horns, like a keren, or rays of light, the salkin min madincha umenaharin, that go up from the east, right, madincha umenaharin, and they shine, right? That is the, that's a few moments just before dawn, that's what happens. Nothing 4 mil before. This is just before dawn, period. This 4 mil idea, if you remember, it's a big discussion in the Bavli, right? Tosfos, asks, Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Shabbos deal with the later 4 mil, right? We say, let's say dawn until sunrise is 4 mil, like this Gemara says, but also from Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil. There are two Gemaras, one in Shabbos, one in Pesachim, in the Bavli. So, and the question Tosfos asks is the Stira, because one Gemara says that from Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil. But there's another Gemara that says that Bein Hashmashos is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. So is it, I thought Bein Hashmashos was the time between Shkia and Tzeis. Tzeis HaKochavim. So how could one Gemara say that Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil, the length of time it takes a person to walk 3/4 of a mil, or is it time that takes it to walk 4 mil? So two very well-known suggestions, answers to this question. Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. And that is, how do you put together 3/4 of a mil and 4 mil? So Rabbeinu Tam says that the 3/4 of a mil is in the, let's start with the Gra. The Gra says really 3/4 of a mil is right after what we call Shkia. There's 3/4 of a mil, the time it takes. And once that's done, that's already Lila at the end of the 3/4 of a mil. There's another 3 1/4 mil after that, until what's called Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, which is important for certain halachas, the Gra would say, but really the nighttime is the first 3/4 of a mil, that's when it's Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila, and once that finishes, that first 3/4 of a mil, so then that's Vaday Laila after that. So that's Rabbeinu, that's with the Gra, and that's why the Shirma much earlier for the Gra than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, even after the, what we call Shkia, it's still Yom. It's still Yom. What is important for him? Maybe for Zrikas Hadam, for certain things. Up until the last 3/4 of a mil in that 4 mil, that's when it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. Until you get to Vaday Laila, that's why Rabbeinu Tam's times are much later on these manah, but that's how you put together the 3/4 of a mil and 4 mil. Where does the 3/4 of a mil fit in? Does it fit into the first 3/4 of the 4 mil or the last 3/4 of the 4 mil? There's a third shita, which is not as well known, but there's third shita, Blazari Metz, the Urayim, answers the question with a whole totally different approach. He says maybe the 3/4 of a mil is before what we call shkia. And he says, Bein HaShmashos is before shkia. That's his shita, which we're not machped for, but shkia is before, no, shkia is shkia. 3/4 is ready, something else, something lila before shkia. So usually we don't hold that way, but there is a vestige of that idea in the minhag of Klal Yisrael. What is that? The minhag of most places is to light Shabbos candles, Kabbalah Shabbos, 18 minutes before shkia. Where does that come from? 18 minutes just because a nice number, it's high, or something Mr. Brewer says, maybe add on 2 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. So that comes from this Urayim. 3/4 of a mil before, meaning, why is that? Because there are three different shitas in the poskim. How long is it take to walk a mil? How long? 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes? See, if you take the longest shita, 4 mil is 24 minutes, then 3/4 of, 1 mil is 24 minutes. So 3/4 of that is 18. So according to the Urayim, and they assume the largest mil, 18 minutes before Shkia is already Savag Yom Savag Laila. It's already Banish Mashas, according to the Urayim. So we're not really hold like this. But that's where the minna comes from, of lighting 18 minutes before. And the Mishnah Berurah says, add on 2 minutes for Tosef HaShabbos. That's why 20 minutes before Shkia is when he suggests. But again, that's 4 mil, 18 mil. There's a separate issue, Machlokes, Gaonim in the Gra, about how to calculate Shos Manios. Right? Do you go from dawn to dusk or from sunrise to sunset? Also, that the Gra says you go sunrise to sunset, and that's why the Magen Avram, based on the Gonim, says you go from dawn to dusk. That's why the Magen Avram's Zmanim are always earlier in the morning, the Sovzman Kriyashma, Sovzman Fila, while the Gras are later, because he says he has a shorter time that you split up into 12 for these shows, Manios. The Chazon Ish says, it's Ki'ilu, there was a Baskel from Shemayim that says the Halacha is like the Gra. Halacha is like the Gra, that we go, that we hold like those shows Zmanios and not the Magen Avrams. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, a story that we've had before back in Maseches Brachos. Right, once we're talking about the morning pillar and the morning light, so the beautiful story that's told over here. Dalama. They were walking on the top of the cliff by the Arabel up north. When it was getting very, very early in the morning, Roa Yelas HaShachar, that's the Lashon, Shebaka Ora, they saw the Yelas HaShachar, they saw the morning pillar, that the light was just starting. Right, he sees the physical reality of the morning, and he thinks in Torah terms. Kachi gulasan shel Yisrael. He says, this is how the redemption of Israel is going to take place. Betchila kima kima, a little bit at a time. A little bit. Kol shi oleches, hi oleches umeyer. It gets stronger and stronger every moment, but it starts off a little bit. Geula is not a one-time boom. Geula happens and we're done. And we're redeemed. Right? Bechipazon. It's a pasuk in Yeshayo that says that in the Bai Mitzrayim, that was chipazon. But this is lo b'chipazon. This is not going to happen b'chipazon, b'feirish. That's the pasuk that's mentioned in Yeshayahu, in Perek Nun Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, that it's going to be slow. So that's what Marumas here, that it's going to be a slow process. Kol shi olechas, hi olechas umeir. Umay taima, what's the source for this? Ki eshev b'choshech, when I'm still sitting in darkness, Hashem or li, the light starts. So in the darkness, there's the light. Kach, what's the geul in the future? And the Gemara says, that's exactly what happened in the Purim story. Kach betchila. Umordach, and we know that, one of the names of Esther is Ayelas HaShachar. And that's the connection to the name here. So, ki batchila, Umordachai Yoshi Beshar HaMelech. Mordechai is sitting already Beshar HaMelech very early. Right, the Gra points out in his Akdama to Megillas Esther that the fact that the Melech was in Shushan is already part of the story and part of the miracle. The Medrash says that Achashverosh wanted to build a humongous throne, like Shlomo HaMelech's. Huge throne! And he had the greatest artisans commissioned, and they finally built him this humongous throne, and he said, okay, bring it to my capital. His capital wasn't in Shushan, and they're like, we can't move it. We didn't think about that. It's so big that, so he didn't know what to do. They couldn't transport it. So Achashverosh is like, okay, if it can't come to me, I'm going to move my capital to where the throne is, which happened to be in Shushan, which happened to be the place where Mordechai and Esther was. So even before the whole story happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim refuah lamaka. So betchilo matzot Mordechai Yosef b'shar HaMelech. The acharkach, we're flipping the pesukim here. The acharkach v'ikach Haman es halavush v'es hasus. And the whole story with Haman, and then he takes the levush of the sus, and he clothes Mordechai. The acharkach, then Mordechai goes back. V'yeshiv Mordechai al-shar HaMelech. He goes back to sit in the sackcloth. Remember, he didn't take any chances. Even after he was put on the horse, okay, this is part of the process, but it's still a slow process. So he goes back to sit in the sackcloth. V'yacharkach, Mordechai yatzu b'fri HaMelech, b'levush Malchus. V'yacharkach, lehu d'maisa ora, v'simcha. So finally, the ora, the or comes eventually. The Mefarshim here on the page give one of these suggestions of why Geula has to happen so slowly. Why does it happen slowly? If you look in the Karban Eda here, Ki Eishe B'choshech Hashem, V'adar V'yadua, K'mishe Yoshe B'choshech, Im Yavinu Ba'or HaGadol, Im Yabit Ba'or HaGadol, Pit'om Ya'avru Einav. If it's pitch black and all of a sudden you turn on a light, your eyes hurt, you're like scared. Elatzorach Liftoach T'chila Lo'or Katan. Little by little, you let the light come and come. Yacharkach Yosef Ma'at Ma'at. Imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that whenever sunrise happens, whatever was in the morning, boom, it was like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It would not be so pleasant every single day or at night. We'd be driving, it'll be light, and all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would turn off the light, it would get pitch black. It's not pleasant, the extremes. It will be shocking to us. That's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does every day, but that's Geula also. It would be shocking. Right? There's a Medrash, there's a Zohar also that talks about, we know it's shocking even from one story already. Remember Yosef, the brothers revealed themselves to Yosef, and it was shocking for Yosef. Mm-hmm. Ani Yosef, right? Ha'oda v'ichai, and the brothers v'nifhalu mipanav. Nifhalu? What do you mean? He was dropping hints the whole time, and even there, they couldn't deal with it. And it shows that it's shocking. So that's one of the ideas of why it's Geula has to be little by little. There are other suggestions. The Maharal says that anything that's going to last permanently, you know, has to be slow. Right, the Geulas Mitzrayim was not permanent. This is the Netzach Yisrael in Perek Mem Zayin. But anything that is not for permanence, okay, it doesn't have to take so long. But anything permanent takes a very long time and has to be solidified and has to be created, just like the world. The world was Asar Basar Mamaros Nivra Ha'olam, not in one fell swoop, to teach us, to reflect to us that this is what it's about. It says the Maharal, I have the orders. Kol davar she'eino kayam tamid, hu over b'mihirus l'sha'a. Av a ge'ula ha'achrona, shu ge'ula nitzchis mi'beli shinui klal, the ultimate ge'ula, rak tamid kayam. V'lakach lo yid lo davar zeh chipazon. That's why it can't be chipazon, ki chipazon mora al davar shu l'sha'a. Chipazon is mora on something temporary. V'yare shema yavar azman, v'lakach memahar ma'isav. Av al davar she'eino l'sha'a. Einu memahir, but v'armelu muvur ma'od, and that's binyan zechiber zeh nitzchi shi'alas adlavo b'mehera v'yamenu. Two of the ideas relating to geula. There's more, but we'll leave that for now. We continue. Tani kohen shi'yatzo l'daber m'chaveiro. Let's say a kohen goes out of the azara to have a shmooze with his friend. Does he have to wash his hands when he comes back? So im lahavlik, if he goes out for a while, say he has definitely a hesek hadas satan tevila, then he needs tevila, which means mikvah and kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. In Moshev, he just goes out temporarily to on kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Then he needs to wash his hands and feet, but doesn't have to go to the mikvah. The Gemara says, switch those letters. U mesicha. One second. But the Mishnah said if somebody goes to the bathroom to relieve themselves, lo shah kalahi, the Mishnah said that he has to go to the mikvah. But isn't that a short exit? Lo shah kalahi, it's like a short. It's just l'shah. The Gemara says, no. Shan yihi. If somebody goes out to urinate, somebody does a short exit, then they don't have to go to the mikvah. But if somebody goes out for a longer bathroom stop, then Chazal, even if one happens quickly, Chazal considered that as a full hesach hadas, and therefore one would have to go to the mikvah on the way back. The Rambam talks about these halachas. The Ma'ariv Kirkus explains it also about this is all a chadchila. If you know for sure there was no hesach hadas, then you wouldn't have to. Says the Rambam, B.S. Mikdash Hegemel, Ein HaKohen Tzorach LeKadish Bin Kol Avoda LaAvoda. The Kohen doesn't have to do Kiddush and Raglayim between every Avoda. Ela Pamachas, Mekadish Baboker, V'Oved V'Holech Kol Hayom Kulo. V'Chol HaLayla, V'Shalo Yatsa Ben HaMikdash, V'Lo Yashar, as long as he didn't go out of the Mikdash, he didn't sleep, V'Lo Yatel Mayim, V'Lo Yaseach Daito. V'Masa Achas Mibarton, if he did one of these four things, he went out, he slept, he was Mesach Das, he urinated, any of those, Tzorach LeKadish, then you have to do another Kiddush. What if you did go out? Yatsa min ha-migdash v'chazar v'yavad v'lo kideish. You're supposed to be mekadesh when you come back in. If you didn't, im lo yisiach daito, if you weren't meisach das, then the avoda is still kshera. Avoda is still kshera. So the, we'll talk about that there. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tani, yashen, if the coin slept inside, if he went out, then for sure he has to go to the mikveh anyway. But if you, even if he slept inside, ton tefila. Nisnamne, but if he just dozed, ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Yashen ton tefila, says Gemara. How could you have somebody sleeping in the Azara? Lo chen tani rebi chiyah lo haisi yeshiva bazara el amalchis b'sdavid bilad. You can't sit down in the Azara. What, you're sleeping standing up? Right? How could you sleep? V'yabar rebi abba b'shem rebi shem and lakash. Af l'machi b'sdavid lo haisi yeshiva bazara. Rebi ami quotes b'sh lakash that even machi b'sdavid weren't allowed to sit in the Azara. So what do you mean? What's the mitzias of sleeping? Tifta shesom achatz malakosel v'yashalo. He leaned. He was standing and leaning. So it was enough that he wasn't violating yeshiva, but he was able to sleep. He was able to sleep by leaning. Says the Gemara. So there was a big discussion in the Rishonim, this Isser of yeshiva ba'azara, only for Malchus based David. What kind of Isser is this? So it seems to be a Stephen Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph, quotes Halacha Moshe Misinai, or Rashi in Sota says it's Kavod HaMikdash. So the Mishnah Lamelech, if you want, and all this, he catalogs all the sources. And Beis HaBechira, in Zayin Vav, that's where the Rambam quotes this halacha. Also lechaladam leshev b'chol ha'azara, ve'in yeshiva ba'azara, el ha'malchi beis David b'vad. Only the malchi beis David. The Sanhedrin, they sat in the chol part of the Azara, didn't have Kedusha. And the Mishnah Lamelech there says, lo nisba'er iser zeh, im hu mida araiso mid rabbanan. I saw Rashi in Chelek that says it is Halacha Moshe Misinai, but I saw Rashi elsewhere. The Gemara elsewhere in Yuma says it's based on a pasuk La'amod l'shares ha'omdim sham lefnei Hashem. Ama mikra nafkalan. Unless you say that it's an asmachta, and then Rashi says kavod shemayim. So maybe they're near it's fairly near Rabbanan. Miyesh liyashev. Maybe Rashi is just giving a svara for the din daraisa. The Baal Asi's tam lama asra Torah yeshiva v'chein nireh. And it sounds like it is that lahem hamakom kavod. It sounds like it's all daraisa. Takol udvar Torah ha'iser v'haheter v'ksas nirali lachriach d'iser zemin haTorah. It sounds like daraisa from the fact that there was a whole discussion about Shmuel and Eli. It said Shmuel shochei beichal Hashem. What? How could he do that? Was this din rabbanan so early? To say that it's a din d'rabbanan so early, it would be very difficult. But this is his discussion. The Mishnah here has d'rabbanan here. Says the Gemara, finishing this up, it says that David sat. It doesn't mean that he sat. It means that he focused and he got himself ready to daven. Let's just read the Mishnah. A person is not allowed to go into the Azara. We'll see the Gemara says, or do the Avoda until he goes to the mikvah. That day of the Kohen Gadol, goes to the mikvah 5 times and goes to washes his hands and feet 10 times. The kulam, the kodesh beis haparva, chutz mizobavad. And they're all in the kodesh, beis haparva, in the beis hamikdash, where there is already sanctity, except for the first one, because that's already outside. Who's beis haparva? Tosfos quotes a medrash. There was somebody who wanted to see what the Kohen Gadol was doing on Yom Kippur. See, he tunneled in and he came out to be able to get a view and they caught him and that was the spot where they made a beis haparva. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The show will continue next time.